True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jimmy Vaughn.
Jimmy Vaughn?
I know he hadn't done very well against this guy, but I got a hunch he's due.
Good morning to the chat on YouTube. The chat we're treating now as a character on the show.
No. See, that's why I love it. We don't even have to mention a guy and just bam, everyone's fist fighting in the chat.
The chat is like, you know, you look out in your backyard and you see, like, what are the dogs doing out there? And you just find out, like, they're after something.
All right, let's check in on the bullpen and what they've got going on. I did see in there earlier that, I forgot about this, the Rays are playing at George Steinbrenner Stadium in Florida.
The entire season.
The whole season.
Yes.
Yeah. No Jackson Dart love, says Calvin Shepard. Do you have an opinion on Jackson Dart? I have an opinion on most of these quarterbacks. Dart, I don't really yet. He could go first round. A lot are saying Jets make the playoffs before the Dolphins win a playoff game, to your question. So that's here in the chat. The Sportsman. Tua gets too much hate. He's always hurt. Haven't seen him where it matters most. But you don't see him where it matters most because he was, well, you saw him in the playoffs. How'd he do?
Who's that?
Tua.
I mean, yeah, he's okay in that Kansas City game. He was okay.
Yeah.
He didn't play in the Bills game. It was Skylar Thompson.
That was the one that he got away with it because the game was mostly over. But I think it was like down 18 with 6 minutes left, 4th and 15, and he checked it down. Like, I just want to get out of here.
11,000 capacity at Steinbrenner Field. 11,000. That's where the Blue Jays are playing. I mean, sorry, the Rays are playing all of their home games this year.
How different is that from
16,000 at Salem.
Wow. They could have had more. They could have had more here.
Mm-hmm.
They would have had to been, you know, halfway across the country and playing in 40 degrees during the spring. Let's see. What else is going on in the chat, in the bullpen right now? They're talking about reading and how they read, because I mentioned bringing a book to the game today. I don't think it's that crazy at all. You know, you play around on your phone between pitches and between innings. Why not just, you know, have Moneyball ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
Which was my book of choice for the month of March. When's the last time you saw Major League?
Ooh, actually it was on not too long ago, but I was with Max at home, so I didn't want to watch it because it's not appropriate for his age. So I didn't keep it on.
Yeah. Major League is one of my favorite movies, like pre-1990. Not that I would be the expert on that topic. So anyways, the bullpen, ladies and gentlemen.
So Ovechkin is going to break Gretzky's record at some point here.
Yep.
What's interesting is they only have, I think, 10 games remaining. Gotta count.
They have
maybe 9. Go to the Capitals schedule. starts with the Sabres.
They have played on the season as they are number one in the NHL, by the way. 72 games. They have 10
games left.
They
have 10 games left.
10 games left.
He needs 6 goals. His last 6 goals that he scored came over a 12-game span. He might not do this.
Yeah.
Until October.
Right.
Right? By the way, so I've been thinking about him. I've been thinking about Gretzky a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many regular season games separate Gretzky and Ovechkin?
Games played?
Games played. Total regular season games. And by the way, I didn't realize how many people didn't know that playoff goals do not count. But people have been tweeting me this.
Playoff goals don't
count. It's a regular season record, just like all records in sports are regular season records.
I hope Capitals fans know that, too. Like, imagine last game of the year, he's 1 goal away, and he doesn't get it. And then he scores in the first playoff game. Are there going to be Capitals fans that think he just broke the record?
I hope not.
Why is nobody celebrating?
I know.
Playoff goals don't count. I would bet that Ovechkin's played more.
Incorrect.
It is Gretzky more.
It is Gretzky more.
I know
more.
Gretzky hit some injuries at the end of his career, right?
But Ovechkin also had lockouts.
Ovechkin had lockouts, and he missed games due to COVID, right?
The COVID season
got shut down.
Did Gretzky play through 39, 40 years old? I don't think he did.
Gretzky
retired at
37 is the number in my mind with the Rangers.
Okay, Wayne Gretzky.
So Gretzky has played more.
I'm going to tell you, he's only played. It's literally a 5-game difference. That's it.
Oh, so
5.
Literally,
they played pretty much the exact same amount. In the next couple weeks, he will pass him in games played. Ovechkin, right?
Right.
So he's 5. He's 6 goals away from breaking the record. And as always is pointed out, look, Gretzky. He played in the 80s. You've seen it, Joe. We talked about it.
Yep.
The goalies were flopping. They weren't going down. They were flopping around because they couldn't stand up half the time. It seemed like the pads were smaller. Right.
Yep.
I get it. It was easier to score. I do want to point out, Gretzky played in an era you could not pass the puck over 2 lines. Okay.
That's true.
And he also played in much smaller rinks sometimes than we have now.
Mm-hmm.
The odd was smaller. Boston Garden was smaller. There was no uniform rink size until later.
Right.
Like I think that there's a little too much of the, well, Gretzky just played in this era where it was everybody scoring.
Yeah.
I also want to give him credit for being able to score in an era where it was also a tougher in some other ways.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It doesn't come over top of the goalie point, though, in my opinion. But it is a worthy one, that like 2-line pass especially. I can't believe that rule ever exists.
I know. It's unbelievable.
I can't Crosby really annoyed me like a year ago when, like, one of these all-star game questions, like, oh, what's a change to the game you might like to see? And everyone had like a fun answer, you know, no one took it too seriously. And Crosby sat there and said, I'd like to bring the 2-line pass back.
Oh my God.
Like, Sid, dude, you're the face of the league. Do not say they should bring the 2-line pass
ridiculous.
Back. That rule was horrific. I'm glad I didn't grow up really watching that rule. I mean, I was 10 when they got rid of it.
Well, Pablo says in the chat, the 2-line pass was not that big a deal. But it definitely impacted how you played the game. You couldn't get a guy stretching down the ice. I can't go back and see how many goals Ovechkin or Gretzky has had on a 2-line pass, Ovechkin. But it was a different kind of game.
Remember when
you had to play a half a rink, basically.
Remember when Dahlin threw that Hail Mary pass to Cousins on Ryan Miller night in overtime? Like all the way across the ice? That would have counted.
That's right.
That would have been a penalty. There would have been a whistle. Right? It would have been a whistle. Yeah, no. The other thing I was looking at between these two the other day, when Gretzky broke Gordie Howe's record, he was, I think I saw, 33 years old.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.
Like, Gretzky, one thing that allows Ovechkin the opportunity to even break this record is Gretzky slowed down.
Yep.
He slowed down at the end. He scores 38 goals in 93-98. And then after that, it's 11-23-15-25-23-9. Whereas Ovechkin is still out here on 50-goal paces at 39 years old. So he has... He is, and that could be the era too, right? That is sports science allowing you, people to play longer, and
the game
probably isn't as physical as it was then. Obviously,
Gretzky still led the league in assists at age 36 and 37.
All right, he was still doing that, I guess. He was
now,
still doing that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah,
I mean,
and that is it's mostly true. Gretzky played in an era that it was easier to score. The goalies didn't know what they were doing. The average goals per game was way higher. But not in those last couple of years. When he slowed down, that is the dead puck era. So, for instance, he leads the league in assists. He had 97 points, 96-97. That's when, am I right on timeline? That's about when the trap is being introduced and goaltending is getting figured out. Hasek has arrived, right? And he's inspiring a bunch of goalies to play the position differently. So, maybe the last couple of years... When Gretzky isn't scoring goals, it was harder to score. Probably even than it is right now.
I'm looking at his... I always say it. If you go to his reference page and see all the emboldened assists and points, it's unbelievable.
His whole page is bold. Which means at Hockey Reference that you led the league in that category.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible. Him breaking the record is going to be, I think, for me, the coolest record I've ever seen broken in sports. LeBron... beating the all-time points record, and Brady and Breeze going back and forth on the all-time passing records. And this one, to me, hits different because it's one that not everybody thought, or maybe most thought, would never be broken. Everyone assumed the passing record would go down one day. The way the league was tracking, the passing record was going to go down. The NBA scoring record, the way scoring is up, three-pointers are up in the NBA, maybe LeBron wouldn't have done it. I think most thought that record's going down. This record was supposedly unbreakable because of the era differences and whatnot. So to me, it's the coolest one that's going to get broken.
I mean, yeah. I know we got to go to break here. If you look at the NHL all-time leaders in points in a season, okay, it goes Gretzky, 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 Lemieux, Gretzky, Gretzky, Lemieux, Gretzky, 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 Lemieux, Lemieux.
It's incredible.
It's amazing.
3 out of 4 years, he had 200 points.
Yeah.
92 in a season. That one's...
goals.
That one is never getting touched. 212 is never getting touched. His assist record and point record is never getting touched. Yeah. This was the only Gretzky record that could have gone down. Right? There's no other one.
No one's ever touching the assist record, right? I mean, come on.
Oh, no. None of his other records are anyone's coming near. But this was the one.
Yep.
If he doesn't do it this year, he will do it at the beginning of next year.
He'll do it at the beginning of next year, and we don't have the schedule out yet.
No, they can, I've said this, they can manufacture the right matchup that they want. Mm-hmm. I don't know the NHL, you should trust them to do that.
Well, they already have the right matchup for him doing it this year, maybe unintentionally.
Game.
They're playing Sid in that rivalry with the Penguins, the last game of the year.
In Pittsburgh, though.
Yes.
Which would be kind of funny if he did it in Pittsburgh, the home of his rival of his career. Extendo Sports, when we come back, we'll wrap things up, get it off to the extra Nortown Automotive Extra Point Show here on WGR. That's coming up at 10.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.